For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Allen keeps it himself. Allen to the right. Allen to the goal line. Lowers his shoulder. He's in. Touchdown, Josh Allen. He powered his way in.
And the kick is up, and it's going to be good from 52. Miami zeroes on the clock, has won on a game-winning 52-yard field goal.
A new era in New England starts with an upset win. Gerard Mayo, in his head coaching debut, gets the victory in Cincinnati.
He's yet to have a catch.
Play action from Rodgers again. Pressure off the edge, and the pass is broken up and now picked off.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. That was a roundup of the AFC East. I got the division standings in front of me, Keith.
Yeah, how's it looking?
I got the New England Patriots atop the division at 1-0.
First place. Feels pretty good to be in first place.
Tied with the Dolphins and Bills.
All right.
Jets, your Jets.
Yeah, my Jets.
All alone in last place, 0-1.
Ooh.
I asked the question to you, Keith. I asked the question to you out there on the phones. Is the division in play for the Patriots? And let me just say.
Wow.
They're already tied for first, so check that box.
Yeah, 1 week in, you got to say yes.
You got Buffalo and the Dolphins playing on Thursday.
That's right.
Someone's going to win. But someone's going to lose. Something's got to give. Oh, tie.
You can tie.
I ruled out a tie.
Tie, not common, but can happen in the league.
Tie, great. Because the Patriots, you beat Seattle. You're all alone in first place.
Leapfrog both of them.
But my point is, somebody's losing out of those two teams.
Most likely.
And then you get the Jets the following week. Jets didn't look that good.
No, they didn't.
Is the division in play?
It's not. And I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. But no, I just don't think so. I mean, there was a lot of positive to take away from the first game, and I agree with what you were saying even yesterday about maybe the floor is risen a little bit for the Patriots. It looks like a much more professional outfit than maybe we were anticipating coming out of camp and coming out of the preseason games. You know, the offensive line wasn't a disaster. Jacoby Brissett didn't turn the ball over, and the defense is really good. So, all right, that's the recipe to be maybe play spoiler or like a tough week for the whoever you're playing each week rather than like, oh, we're playing the Panthers this week or we're playing the Giants. Like the Patriots aren't that, but I have a hard time talking them up and over any of these other teams because I think all three of those other teams are kind of close and like they any one of them can win the division. Any one of them can finish third and miss the playoffs. Like I think it's pretty close between those three teams. It was interesting because both Buffalo and Miami didn't look great early. Both had comeback wins. And then the Jets we just talked about on Monday night looked good early. It was kind of the opposite. They looked good early and then fell apart at the end. But no, it's a good, really nice start for the Patriots season. But I can't go overboard. Like I still think they finished last.
Is it weird to say three of the teams in the division won, and I'm not impressed with the division? Is that weird to say?
No, because they weren't really impressive. I mean, the Patriots were the most impressive because they were dogs and they were on the road. The other ones
and
really
it has a lot to do with the expectations.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you didn't expect it.
No, I think you thought, all right, Buffalo was playing Arizona. Like Arizona's not this great team, and they needed a big comeback. My take on Buffalo, because I had them missing the playoffs in our show breakdown before the preview before the year, and I think it's really not a shot at Josh Allen. It's just I don't think he has any help.
I guess I didn't realize that you had the Bills out. I don't remember that. Got it.
I don't think Josh Allen has any help. I think, and you kind of saw it, like he single-handedly won that game. He had two rushing touchdowns. He threw for two touchdowns, and they barely beat a below-average Arizona Cardinals team. So I think he's going to have games where he has to do that, and it's going to be a grind for him all year because I don't see anybody else. Maybe Keon Coleman becomes something, but I don't think on offense he has a ton of help, and I don't think they have like a great defense. Miami, you know, the fastest team in the league. They have that going for them. They've had good regular seasons under Mike McDaniel. Playoffs have been their issue. And then the Jets, it just all comes down to what Aaron Rodgers looks like. And after 1 week, not great, but he's an old guy coming off an Achilles injury.
Okay. Keith says no, the division's not in play. I think it's in play.
The division's in play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is
everybody winning eight games?
I don't, maybe.
Okay.
Like, do you, you have the Bills missing the playoffs.
I do.
So start there.
Yep.
The Jets look bad. I don't know. The Dolphins, to me, probably had the best, looked the closest to what I expected. Let me put it like that. The Patriots exceeded expectations, but some of that was about the Bengals. The Dolphins are probably about what I expected. You know, they started slower than I thought. I had them in that survivor pool, so I definitely expected them to play better. But offensively, they look like what I thought. Waddle, Hill, Achane when he's out there is a force.
And Jacksonville's not bad. Like they played a tougher opponent than Buffalo did.
But I don't think any of those teams look great. And
that's true.
I was more down on all those teams, I think, than a lot of people. I mean, I had the Bills in the playoffs. I had the Dolphins in the playoffs. But I didn't think either of those teams were winning 12 or 13 games in like the top of the AFC. I thought there were like 9 or 10 wins.
So you know what's funny, though? I feel like the quarterback...
I don't think it's a great division, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fair. I think the quarterback gap is still there, even though Brissett played
It's definitely there.
Right, like Allen, Rodgers, I know that it's a caveat there, and then even Tua. But you know what maybe we learned is that the coach gap isn't really there. Like, would you rather have Gerard Mayo or Robert Saleh?
Oh, Mayo.
Me too.
And that's not even like I'm sold on Mayo. That's just I know what Saleh is. I don't know what
Mayo
is.
I think I'd rather have Mayo than McDermott. I'm not a big McDermott guy. Now, I know he's got a bunch of wins, so I think you'd probably have to side with him, but I don't like him.
I'd lean McDermott, but I might feel differently by the middle of the year.
I don't like McDermott. I do like Mike McDaniel quite a bit. I would say he's the best coach in the division, but I'm also a pro, give me the offensive coach, and let me fix the quarterback and all that. So I would say McDaniel's the best, but Saleh and McDermott aren't exactly these great coaches.
Let me say it a different way. I'd take McDaniel and McDermott over Mayo right now. I would take Mayo just by default over Saleh.
Yeah.
But there's not a great coach in the division, I don't think.
I know McDaniel's close.
You think he's great?
Yeah. Because I didn't think Tua was much of anything. Again, this goes back to my draft bias. I didn't like him coming out of school. And then him with Flores certainly didn't look good. And for him to get Tua to look like an MVP candidate and to make the playoffs in the 2 years that he's been there, I would say great. Yeah, I think he's a great coach.
I think McDaniel has a really good offensive scheme, a great offensive scheme. Is he a great coach? So let's see on that. I don't feel like there's a great coach in the division. So maybe Mayo can make some headway there. What do you think? Division in play, yes or no? 617-779-7937. We can get to an incident in the division. Tyreek Hill prior to game one. We'll do that coming up. Meantime, we got Ben in the car. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I was calling in just to talk about like the fraudulent nature of Belichick on McAfee. I kind of a hate-love relationship with him, but I listen to everybody. And McAfee, literally an hour before Belichick came on, said, he was bringing up the game, said, was it Patriots? Was it Cincinnati? And he said, we're going to bring on Bill and ask him about this in an hour. And then Bill came on the show and they didn't discuss it. So clearly that was coming from Bill. And the thing about it is I just think the same hubris mind, the same ego that destroyed our team is the same one that's unwilling to realize that basically with the same personnel, same basically coaching, the team looks so much better under Gerard because he's actually a culture builder. I think there's another piece too, which is that the pick that Bill wasted on Chad Ryland, he's no longer there, and Joey Sly kicked all of his kicks when rather getting us a wide receiver at tackle, he wasted it on two kickers in that draft. So that's what I got on Bill. I think he's very fraudulent.
Okay, fair. I mean, I agree with the last part.
Interesting on the McAfee. I didn't know that he was like, we're going to ask Bill about this.
And Bill said, hey, Pat, not this week.
No, so whoever was with Bill called in and then talked to one of his like eight producers and was like, hey, by the way, he's not going to talk about the Pats game. He's like, excuse me, what?
Jordan? Fine. You think it was Jordan?
Jordan might have.
Pat?
Pat?
Yeah,
I don't think Bill wants
to talk about the Patriots.
So we kind of need to ask him about the Patriots.
Yeah, no,
kind of important.
I don't think Bill wants to do that.
Like, all right, fine, we'll ask him about C-gap integrity.
McAfee's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a crap.
Care.
I'm getting paid a lot of money to do a lot of different things.
15, what does he make? I don't even know what he makes. What does he make?
15? McAfee? 20. 15 million, you think?
40.
$50 million?
I said 15.
But $15 million?
What does he make? I don't know.
It's probably quite a bit.
I have no idea. But yeah, he's like, whatever. I'll just Scrooge McDuck my way through this pool of gold coins. I don't care. I don't need to ask Bill about it this week.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Paul in Abington. Hello, Paul.
17 a million.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Nice. Yeah, hello.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. This is what's great about the NFL, especially. Every season, you know, it's all about disappointments or surprises and such. And just to put it real quick, there is not one person out there that I know of that picked the Patriots on Sunday to win, and that was more of a no-brainer.
You don't know. You don't know Stiz Grimey.
Yeah, Stiz had him, but yeah. I get your point.
No. So that being said, I mean, listen, we're 1 week in. I've always just been a firm believer in any sport, as long as you have some form of talent, that winning breeds harmony. And, you know, whatever you want to call it, the nature of the locker room. I mean, Belichick obviously did what he did for years and was successful. He had Brady, but he had other guys around him and did very well, obviously, the greatest of all time. That being said, as far as what they have right now, I mean, based off Sunday alone and last night, I mean, I had the Jets winning the division only because I don't think Tua has enough to last the season in terms of productivity-wise. They shut down at the end. Buffalo lost too much talent. So I said, well, the Jets got Rodgers back. You're in that kind of microcosm. But they got him back, and you got Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson, studs at their positions, or should be. So that's where I was coming from. Obviously, they looked the worst out of the four teams, you know, and Buffalo and Miami had to come back to win. But as far as your question, your bigger question is division in play. Right now, yes. Up till Sunday, yes. Sunday they go out and lay an egg. Now we're back to 1-1 and maybe the opposite side of things. They look terrible, whatever happens.
The division's out of play.
They're done.
Yeah, they're done.
Just like that, it's gone. Poof.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Just like the Jets. They look great first drive.
It's quite a ride on Paul. It's got the Jets. It's a week one.
No, they're not.
Week one overreactions to this point, which I get.
It is. It's fun. That's the name of the game. And we have a whole week to talk about what just unfolded in week one. But no, I'm not going to go too far and say that the division is in play for the Patriots. I just think some of those, but when you looked at the schedule ahead of the year, you're like, man, it's a tough schedule for the Patriots. And there were like a handful of 50-50 games and a handful of games. You're like, they really don't have much of a chance. And like, maybe you adjust that a little bit.
All I'll say, and it's probably wild to overreact and say they're going to be in the mix for the division. But I'm not sold on the division. I'm not sold on Buffalo. I'm not sold on Miami. Neither one looked great week one. I've never been sold on the Jets. So that's number one. Pats look better than I expected. And I do still think there's the upside of getting Drake May in there at some point. Maybe you turbocharge the thing. Last year at this time, and they had a rookie quarterback, so it's different. But last year at this time, no one thought Houston was going to win that division.
No.
Last year at this time, no one thought Tampa was going to win that division. People thought Tampa were going to be among the worst teams in football. So, like,
I like Tampa.
This happens every year is my only point, where a last-place team that no one believed in is in the mix for a division. And so, from that standpoint, I don't think it's crazy. If you think it's specifically crazy about the Pats, fine. But this happens every single year in the NFL.
Oh, it definitely does. And worst to first to worst, right? Like, that's sort of they want that in the NFL. They love the parody of it. I do think the AFC South from last year,
horrible division,
more winnable.
Yeah,
right. Even though I picked the Texans to be either third or fourth in the division, I was surprised that they won it. You're competing with the likes of Tennessee and Indy and Jacksonville. You're like, all right, that's more likely.
NFC South, also a horrible division.
Also, real bad. That's just more wide open. So even though these teams might be a little bit flawed, maybe Buffalo's a little bit worse than they were a year ago, and Aaron Rodgers still a question mark, I still think those three teams are all head and shoulders above the Patriots.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know about the Jets. And,
yeah, no, that's fair.
And look,
you've been consistent with that. That's fine.
Division in play, like, are they in shouting distance of the Dolphins and Bills at the end of the year? Yeah, I think they can be. And so let's see where that goes.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.